South by Southwest Music Festival brings together artists from around the world to perform in big venues and small ones on sidewalks and sprawling stages.
And every year we bring back some musical discoveries that just might be your next favorites. I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Linda Holmes. We've got guests, we've got hot tunes, and we've got stories about a week of intense listening, so don't go away.
Support for NPR and the following message come from WordPress.com. With powerful site-building tools and thousands of themes to choose from, WordPress.com lets their users pursue what they love by launching a site that's free to start with room to grow. Their customer support team is made of actual WordPress experts who are standing by to help you 24 hours a day, including weekends. And WordPress users own their content forever. Get 15% off any new plan purchase at wordpress.com/happyhour.
Welcome back. You just met NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Also with us is music and culture writer Katie Presley. Hi, Katie.
Howdy.
And also joining us, it's a treat for us because this is the first time on Pop Culture Happy Hour proper, I think. The host of the NPR podcast, Alt Latino, Felix Contreras. Hi, Felix.
Hey, thanks. I'm so excited to be here, guys.
Yay. This is so much fun.
happy to have you.
It's always fun because we get to bring in more NPR music people every year when we talk about South by Southwest. And I'm going to start off, we're just going to go around and do a couple rounds of picks. And I haven't heard any of this. I wasn't there. Awesome. I was on the couch with the dog. You guys were in Austin. Stephen, give me your first pick.
Let's start with the epic music of a band from Taipei in Taiwan called I Mean Us.
You like these big ones that sound like soundtracks to happy scenes in movies where everyone is holding hands.
Like running down a hill.
So you get a sense of some of the dynamic range.
So Thompsonian.
I was just going to say, that is exactly what goes on in Stephen's mind.
Well, part of South by Southwest can be a really tricky place to see music. There are lots and lots and lots of music venues, and a lot of them are venues that don't traditionally host music. And so sometimes it's like watching a band perform in an actual urinal, and sometimes it's like watching a band perform. It's like, oh, we converted this haunted slaughterhouse into a music venue for 5 days before it goes back to being a haunted slaughterhouse.
Condemned.
So a band like I Mean Us, which performed at a perfectly nice club called Elysium, they have a sound that can drown out a lot of the distractions of South by Southwest. And so a lot of the stuff that I come away from the festival loving has a little bit of volume and heft to it. But you also get a sense from that clip that there's dynamic range, that you know, it'll go boom, 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 and then it'll be beautiful and sweet and dreamy. And so you get just kind of a feel of a band that has a wide range to offer. I love this band. This was one I talked to Bob Boylan after seeing them, and I was like, what'd you think, buddy? He's like, oh, I went up to them after the show and asked them to come do a Tiny Desk
concert.
For sure.
Cool. So the band is called I Mean Us.
I Mean Us.
And what is the song?
The song is called I, and it's all caps except the second E is reversed.
Oh, nice.
So it's,
what?
Yeah, it makes you think, man.
Oh, I like eyeball.
E-Y-E.
I was like, the E in I is reversed?
E-Y-E.
There is no I in E.
You can't have an I without a...
And the band is called I Mean Us.
The band is called I Mean Us from New Taipei City in Taiwan.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stephen Thompson. What a great start. Katie Presley, I'm always thrilled to hear your picks. Tell me your first one.
Yeah, my first pick is a woman from Honolulu, Hawaii. Her name is Taimane Gardner. And I saw her in the side room of the Driscoll Hotel, which is this old, beautiful, haunted hotel. Speaking of haunted,
exactly.
That was actually not
haunted.
A joke.
It is haunted.
Yeah, it was not a slaughterhouse. Yes. It was just haunted. Beautiful room called the Victorian Room. And I entered this room, probably her first or second song, and there's deep red spotlights on her. And she's wearing traditional Polynesian dress and a haku, which is the headlay, and she is playing the ukulele like you would not believe. Let's hear a little bit of a song called Fire, and then we'll talk a little more. can do so much with this tiny little instrument. So Taimane's story is she was discovered busking at the age of 13 by Don Ho, the great...
Holy moly!
Legend, Don Ho. And so she performed with him for years through her teenage years. And she studied under Jake Shimabukuro, who's another ukulele virtuoso. And she makes electrifying eye contact. And she slithers around the stage. And at one point she had a dancer, traditional Maori dancer, whose name is Mr. Enormous. Yeah. So he performed...
I was like, now I've got to come up with a different nickname.
I know. And it's like, I hesitate to say that because he performed a haka, which is a really powerful traditional performance. And, you know, there's like this hush falls over the audience after she does this chant and she plays and he leaves. And she said, everybody...
Give it up for Mr. Enormous.
Everybody give it up for Mr. Enormous. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. I'm going to have to say that on the radio a lot.
Yeah.
So her name is Taimane Gardner. She performs just under Taimane. She's released several records. Her most recent came out last year. It's called Elemental, and we heard Fire.
Thank you very much, Katie Presley. Felix Contreras, what have you brought us?
I brought in a guitar player that I saw that I've been following for a while. He calls himself Twanghetto. Yeah. He's from Spain. And he's this really interesting guy who is a guitar player who studied flamenco, started a rock band when he was 13, and his thing now, I did a short interview with him, his thing now is that he is traveling basically the Americas to get to the soul of the guitar. And so his thing right now is to do this heavy reverb, twangy guitar, very much like Duane Eddy, but also giving props to the recent passing of Dick Dale.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, same kind of sound, a lot of vibrato and all that. So I thought I'd bring this in to note the passing of Dick Dale and also to show how this guy is really bringing this guitar forward. A really dynamic performance. He goes through the whole thing, plays kneeling down. He's got a killer band. You know, it's a whole thing.
Hear the Dick Dale in that quite a lot.
Little spaghetti western thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
His album's called Electric Sunset. This is the title track. And if you go back and look at his catalog, I mean, he's got this live album where he just played a basically solo acoustic classical guitar, where he's doing all these classical pieces, but then also a lot of his original stuff. He's a fascinating guy. I was a fan of his before I went there, and I got a chance to meet him. I saw him twice, actually. And when I did the interview with him is when I just became absorbed by his story, the whole idea that he's trying to find the soul of the guitar.
Yeah.
And Twanghetto is like as in twang.
As in twang. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned Dick Dale, who was such a treasure, and I'm still kind of smarting from that loss. But it is nice to hear some of those sounds reverberating in contemporary music.
Yeah. If you don't know Dick Dale did the among other things, the kind of iconic recording of Miserlou from Pulp Fiction and stuff. Thank you, Felix, for bringing that. That's fantastic. Loved it. Stephen Thompson, pick number two.
I was really tempted to pick a couple of the shows that I saw with Felix. Yeah. Every time I sat down next to Felix or stood next to Felix, I was seeing something amazing. This band, Besiga 70, Sonambulo Psychotropical, which I heard about through you, Felix. So I was hoping you were going to pick those so I could, like...
it was tough to bring in. There was not a bunch of stuff, but yeah, those two bands were pretty amazing.
You've brought me some amazing music this cycle. But I'm going to go with a band from LA called Illuminati Hotties.
Yeah,
great name, man.
Which they are as good as their name, which is saying something. There's so much joy. Let's hear a little bit of "You're Better Than Ever."
All this
There's so much personality in that song. That song's like two minutes and 20 seconds long. And you get such a sense. The singer's Sarah Tudson, and then like a bunch of dudes.
Correct introduction.
And and the dudes occasionally like would lean in and do that ha 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 behind her.
Great.
They're just her little Greek chorus. You know, that song in just a couple of minutes just has so much vibrancy and buoyancy and personality, and there's cleverness. Sometimes you hear a band called Illuminati Hotties and you think, man, all that work just went into the name of the band. Mm-hmm. The music has the same quality to it. I found them so fun. I went and actually saw them a couple times as well. Every time I just needed a little pick me up.
So good. Love that too. You guys are killing it today. All right. Hot tunes.
You're right?
I mean, I promised hot tunes. So I'm glad you brought
some. We shall deliver.
Glad you brought some hot tunes. Thank you very much, Stephen Thompson. Katie Pressley, hit me.
So my next band has in common with Stephen's last band a name that I wish I had come up with for myself. So his pick was Illuminati Hotties. Mine is Sir Baby Girl. Dang it.
Love it.
It's taken.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
That you guys could be Sir Baby Girl and Mr. Enormous. And then you could have like your own
our duo.
That would be the name of your duo. Go ahead.
That would be our best selves. That's true. So I picked Sir Baby Girl. Let's dive in first because this song is a trip and a half, and then we'll chat. This song is called Haunted House. Tomorrow, this party is just another haunted house. I can't wait to carry it with me forever. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Tell all of my friends in one night. I can't wait. I can't wait. To ruin the rest of my life. I can't wait. I can't wait. Just trying to survive. So I feel like just from listening to that, you can tell what color their hair is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, like, no doubt.
Hit me with your best shot. What do you think it is?
Is it pink?
Highlighter yellow.
Highlighter yellow.
Like that kind of greeny.
Dang it.
Yellow.
I knew it would be bright. Oh, I knew it would be bright. I knew they had to have bright hair.
So much. Like, yeah. Glows in the dark, not in the dark.
Amazing.
And also in the dark.
Amazing.
So that is Sir Baby Girl, which is the performing name of producer Kelsey Hogue. They came out of the Boston DIY scene, and so graduated from school majoring in performance, and then got into a band, and then went down the self-production path, which led to Sir Baby Girl, which is the mission statement, I believe, is unabashedly queer, post-genre, post-gender pop, bubblegum. And Sir Baby Girl describes the music as hardcore bubblegum.
Yeah.
Which, when
I get it.
Exactly. When I first read that, it was like, I don't know what that means, but then I listened, and I totally do.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
My experience hearing their music and seeing that show, this is an artist who has such a keen sense of persona craft.
Oh, yeah.
And the song craft is there as well. But I just remember hearing this thinking, man, if this gets heard by the right people at the right time, these kind of queer cheerleading anthems.
Yep.
And there is a cheerleading component to the live show as well. When they resonate, are going to resonate hard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a really great show. That song is called Haunted House. The record, which just came out, is called Crush on Me.
Sure it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Thank you very much, Katie Pressley. All right, Felix Contreras, bring us home.
Okay. Alt Latino did a showcase, our first indoor showcase.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Friday night. I did presented two bands on the Radio Day stage on Wednesday afternoon, a performer from Cuba, another band from Puerto Rico. And then Friday night, I was able to present six bands at the Flamingo Cantina on 6th Street. And the only direction I had from the music, the person who coordinates the music, is the owner wants hot, sweaty dance bands.
Yeah.
That's okay. Flamingo for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Right? Yep. That's what happens there. So I had a band, six bands, six different countries. And it worked out. It was like it elevated each step,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
We had Sonambo Tropical
there.
They
were so good.
Yeah, they were on. But the band that created quite a bit of buzz in the Latin scene, and then I think it spilled over quite a bit, was this band called Cima Funk. Cima Funk is one guy. He's the leader of the band. It's a combination of Cimarron, which is a name for enslaved people who ran away in various parts of Latin America, and then created their own free communities. Mm. So that's the Cimarrón. So it's Cima and Funk, because it was a combination of James Brown and Parliament Funkadelic.
Holy moly.
With Cuba on top. It was just it was just amazing. I saw them earlier in the week to get an idea, because I'd heard their record. And this is one of those cases where their record is nothing like their live show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you got to see the live show. The task would be to capture this energy on an album,
mm-hmm.
because they, I saw them Wednesday night, and they tore the roof down off the speakeasy. It was just crazy. It was really a spectacular opportunity to see these guys. They're just, I can't even, I'm running out of words, man.
Yeah.
You know? Arriba, let's hear it.
Let's hear a little music with the understanding that it's not the live show.
Entra el sol por la ventana, cantan aves en las ramas, vivo dentro de un poema que se escribe en una cama.
So there's this Afro-Cuban drumming.
Estás haciendo, me siento revuelto, no entiendo qué es esto. Tú me tienes loco, loco, esa es la verdad, no puedo negar que tú me tienes loco.
Then he drops in the funk right there, man.
Oh, yeah.
I heard a woman scream.
Yeah.
She was standing right there, you know, like moving
was it
her
Katie?
Hips and all that. She was standing right there moving her hips, dancing. And when they dropped that beat right there, she went, ah. Okay? That's all I'm going to say, because it's family hour. There's no doubt what happened at that moment.
Uh-huh.
It was that kind of band, that kind of night. It's that
powerful. Yeah, he's a star.
Oh, my God. It was really amazing. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Felix. I have to, you know, I love all of our shows, but this might be my favorite South by Southwest show.
Oh my gosh.
This is really fun, and I loved all this music, truly did. That brings us to the end of our show. Come, if you have discovered anybody through South by Southwest, let us know. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or tweet us at PCHH. Stephen, where can they hear the Austin 100?
Yeah, you can go to nprmusic.org. The Austin 100, one more time.
Yeah.
is 100 discoveries from South by Southwest in one handy playlist. It's about 6 hours long, but you can dip in and out. And I can virtually guarantee, if you like anything that you heard on the show today, go to the Austin 100. You'll find more discoveries like it. There's just a ton of new music to discover. It's why we go to South by Southwest every year, is to experience the joy and thrill of discovery. And we really, really do love to share that with people as much as possible. That's what this is all about.
Can I say that the Austin 100 is a treasure?
Okay?
No, seriously, man. It is a treasure. It's like always so enlightening. You don't even have to go to the thing. You just listen to this if you're somewhere else. Yeah, it's perfect, man.
It's true. Good it's job. Wonderful. And I have found stuff that I love, and I'm sure that other people will too. That brings us to the end of our show. You can follow Katie Presley at Love Is Maroon. You can follow Felix Contreras at Tio Felix C. And you can find Stephen at I Dislike Stephen. And of course, thank you for listening. If you have a second and you're so inclined, please subscribe to our newsletter at npr.org/popculturenewsletter. We will see you all right back here on Friday when we are going to be talking about Jordan Peele's new film, Us. We'll see you then.
I'm Bob Boylan, creator of the Tiny Desk Concert Series. We've just launched the 2019 Tiny Desk Contest. It's our search for the next great undiscovered artist. The winner gets to play a Tiny Desk concert. It'll change your life. Find out more at npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest.